confusion was the order of the day. Obama threatened the leader about the anti-gay. Bill Museveni still signed it anyway, but the Constitutional Court threw it away. Hey. The mouth is for eating, he said, is it for that purpose? Nope. I'm using mine for rapping, hope you're enjoying the service. The anti-pornography bill on the scene for the obscene. Some are drying themselves on our screens. Lakota had a dream with all these people under fire, when Zari and all the tabloids were burning with desire. At least they had a choice, unlike some women on the streets who were undressed for wearing minis, as if there's no police. Uganda police celebrate 100 years, 6 years late. Rebel MPs are thrown out then reinstated. Should have thrown out the MP playing solitaire on his iPad. Parliament has silly pigs, my bad. Tumwebaze wants to imprison the unpatriotic, huh? While Mulago's water's disconnected, idiotic. 200 billion to buy a machine to tap our phones, huh? At least they're finally initiating student loans, yeah. The UN Assembly is somehow headed by Kutesa. Thousands of Ugandans sign petitions of displeasure, uh-huh. Our politicians are the reason we are always stressed. I heard the Senate in Lake Victoria and OLX. Two Pakistanis on trial for being molesters were acquitted. Do the courts protect Ugandans or investors? Kasibu Kira was murdered outside his home, allegedly his wife, and she wasn't working alone. I wonder if she'll get 20 years like Jackie and Senga. Jolly caused more misery, I'm sure you can remember. The monster made in Luzira, she made the baby well. Special place for people like her, it's made in hell. National ID registration was done again. They sent us a census to sense Ugandan citizens. I hope they paid attention to Bundi Bujo attacks and said Jusa is back, I'm giving you all the facts. There was a taxi strike, people were walking to work. The problems of Ebola are people always alert. Ugandans angered Kenyans by stealing from Kenyatta. They said bring back our girls, man, yeah, bring back our car.
By the way, shout outs to end of the week.
Zambia got a new president, he was a white guy, huh? Malaysia lost a couple planes up in the white skies, oh, no. The former CEO blames American military. ISIS started becoming a threat, that's really scary. Ow. Especially when ICE is used in the ice bucket challenge. Hey, Uganda suspended, they couldn't really manage a crime here, Russian annexing of Crimea. Another world war, my light up from this idea.
So many people, they all want to do the news. They can't do the news like I do. Stay enigmatic. Oh, we're not done yet, by the way.
Hotter than the Kalahari was beneath the lies. There was also Be My Date. The top scorer should be Zari. She possessed a platinum ticket, not chameleons. He had gold and silver tickets for like half a million. Eddie Kenzo beat a journalist while singing Six Your Loss. And Kansime conquered YouTube, she's a boss. Billions lost, telex free, scams are unfair. Silver Worry lost custody of her son to Sarah. Miss Uganda showed character, people called her names. Like Lupita, her dreams are valid, unlike the cranes. If we needed a defeat, we would fail to qualify. Galola beating with defeat, another white guy. Arsenal finally won a trophy after 9 years. The World Cup was so beautiful, Brazilians cried tears. Schumacher's out of hospital, the German almost died. Pistorius convicted for culpable homicide. Bang, the bang. Biggest news, however, was about a power struggle, with Severin Mbabazi having a lot of trouble. Mbabazi got fired and became an enemy. We'll see if he can take the job now from Museveni. But there are areas our country was showing some health. Our sportsmen collected 5 medals at the Commonwealth. We got some bronzes and a gold we need to recognize. I'm just here to give the news lyrical exercise.
Moses Kipsiro, Winnie Nanyondo, Abraham Kiplimo, Mike Sekabembe, and Fazil Juma Kagwa, we salute you for all of your medals. R.I.P. Paddy Bitama.